It's the sixth season of ABC's The Conners, the Roseanne spinoff that airs on Wednesdays at 7 Central. One of the stars is also my good friend. She's played Becky in different iterations of the series for 36 years. Jesus, 36 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yep. Hello.
Believe it.
Lisa Goranson joins us tonight. It's been so long. How you been?
Oh, I've been great. Really busy with work. We're all very happy that the strike ended and we're just back in it. And it's still, you know, 30, whatever, how many years later, it still seems fresh and fun and challenging. And, you know, how many jobs can say that? I guess I imagine a lot of them, but it just happens to be this one, too. And it's just like, I don't know, we're just cooking and the time has flown. So.
Yeah, and I love where the series has gone, and I love the storylines. I mean, it has been kept fresh all these years, and it's still funny as hell. That has never changed.
Yeah, I mean, even I laugh. Like, sometimes I'll just see a trailer for it and laugh out loud. And I mean, it's just, it's funny, and the actors I work with are hilarious, and everyone's energy really kind of brings different elements to it, which is really fun. I think that makes it fresh.
Well, I know you love doing it, and you did have some extended time off last year, more than usual. What did you do to keep busy? I'm assuming you were in New York for the most of that.
I was, and that was actually, I mean, as neurotic as I was about not working, it was so nice because, you know, I'm a Chicago gal, so I love me some weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first year in, like, I don't know, I guess 6 years that I had a fall in New York. And I really enjoyed it, the leaves and the Indian summer and the rain and all those beautiful things. I was just like very, very in that weather. And then, you know, it went from, oh, we had this incredible extended, you know, vacation to, oh, my God, when are we going to get back to work? I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
All of it's true.
It's all true. And, you know, here you are watching some Chicago sports, because I know no matter where you live, you're a Chicago fan when it comes to that. And we always talk sports. Bears sucked again, you know. Not
but
fun.
They didn't suck as much as I thought they were going to suck.
Yeah, still. So what are your thoughts on Justin Fields? Is he going?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it depends. I haven't read enough. I know, you know, I'm behind in the kind of Chicago level of sports following. But, I mean, I really like him. I feel like we have had a really long problem with our O-line, which is a huge problem. Mm-hmm. When you see any other great quarterback, that's key. And our O-line just hasn't been, I think we like put some money into it, but it really hasn't come together.
Yeah.
I don't know what the bigger plan is for the Bears, you know, like, one thing that really troubles me is that, you know, we have our classic defense, and the fact that our D, probably since Urlacher, we haven't had like that
it's interesting,
authority, that leadership in our defense. And I think that is really a huge problem.
Well, that's why I want to focus on the Cubs. So now Craig Counsell hired in the offseason, which at least told me that the organization was serious about another World Series journey, because, you know, here's the guy coaching the Brewers and stuff, and we grab him and get him. That said something really positive to me. And then Cody Bellinger, 3 years, $80 million, another sign of some commitment by the Ricketts, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, the proof is in the money, I guess, in this world of baseball. I really get a kick out of talking to some of the like Jody Davis, some of the older Cubs players, and, you know, the differences of, you know, how much money they made.
They made nothing.
And they would have someone run across the street to that McDonald's that used to be there to, like, grab them burgers for lunch. And now they have, like, masseuses and, like, cold plunge pools and, you know, like, smoothies with, like, some kind of, like, mushroom weird proteins in them or whatever. it's quite a big difference in terms of the finances. But I do feel like it's not bad for the Cubs to have a little refresher. And, you know, I mean, the competition, like, most teams are paying this kind of money. So I know that I'm buying my tickets and my jerseys and my whatever. So, you know, we might as well have them deliver the goods, right?
That's right.
All the money we're giving them.
Yeah, hello. Absolutely. Are you doing a preseason game? I know Arizona's not too far from you, but, like, I don't know. Do you ever do preseason out there?
I do. That's one of my favorites. Like, you want to, you know, I'm thinking about retirement. I'm going to be that gal that's just like, I met these guys out there and that's all they do the whole spring. I'm like, wait, that's all? And they're like, oh, we just float from game to game. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds like paradise.
That's awesome.
I'm like, well done, you know, but I do love staying at that, there's a hotel that's like right next to Sloan. I forget if it's like a Marriott or something like that, but I'll go there and there'll be like a line of guys, you know, at the bar, and I'll saddle up by myself and I'll say, I'll have an old style.
Right.
And everyone cheers like, that's my kind of date, you know, because I'm cheap. Let's face it. We're, you know.
Yeah. That's fun. I'm going to try to make a game this year.
We're used to being tortured.
That's very true.
Low bar.
That's very true. That's very true. But old style picks us up, right? I mean,
it really does.
It's a thing. It's a thing. All right, we're talking to Lisa Goranson. We're going to get to the Connors and the current season next on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Flyer, Lisa Goranson on WGN Radio. The sixth season of ABC's The Connors can be seen Wednesday nights at 7 on ABC. So, if opening day, I think, is the first and the fifth. You're filming the last episode of the season. So I assume opening day might be out, but you'll be out here in Chicago probably in April or May to catch your first game.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I have really exciting news.
Yes, actually. What's that? Yeah, what's that?
I'm not going to tell you where, but I am buying a place in Chicago to live.
Good for you.
I mean, it's not going to be my sole residence, but it's going to be a little place to hang my hat, my Cubs hat, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just super excited. Like, you know, my dad is really excited. My buddies are excited.
Oh, I bet your dad's thrilled.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. And it's just like, there's so much. I mean, it's just, you know, when I think of Chicago being my home, I think about being surrounded by love and support and whatever. So it's really exciting for me. And
awesome.
I just
want
to be there as much as possible, you know.
Can we consider this an exclusive?
Yes. We can.
Okay. I like it. I love it. Well, the Connors, I want to get to the Connors. You know, this was really, and I know it was one season of the Roseanne titled show, but like, it was one of the first big reboots that came back to television or streaming, whatever. And it started a trend in Hollywood. I mean, it really was one of the first.
It was. I think, I'm trying to think of if there was one before us, but we were definitely, I mean, to think that in, you know, granted it was 7 years ago, but when the Roseanne show came back, that we had 14 million viewers when we premiered. I mean, that is just like a skyrocket number compared to what any kind of sitcoms have been getting. I mean, the sitcom is a little bit of a dying art form, but I think that, you know, what's really interesting is kind of the swing back to it. I think people, especially streamers and, you know, people in different areas of the industry realize that it's a cheaper art form. It's a cheaper way to do television as opposed to doing location, as opposed to the hours that crews work. So everything's kind of contained on a nice little stage. And I think that all of a sudden, even as of this year, that it's kind of coming back. It's having a comeback.
It is true.
You know, goddess knows we've never gone away. So
no, you haven't. And you know, that being again one of the first reboots, when the original Roseanne aired, it was really it started kicking off comedians getting TV series, because it was Seinfeld, you know, and then all of a sudden Tim Allen, Home Improvement, and Brett Butler, and Ellen DeGeneres, Ray Romano, you know. So there's been some really interesting television history points, you know, from this history from the very beginning, 36 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't have such deep consideration. I mean, appreciation rather, every day getting to work with the people I get to work with from all sides of the business. I mean, we really have professionals on every single department. And that is just, you know, I mean, it's kind of cool to see kind of first timers to a sitcom come to our set, because I know, I mean, if it was me and I was coming, I'd be very intimidated. I still feel sometimes intimidated by the quality and professionalism here, but it's also nice to see them kind of geeking out and embraced by everyone. And we're a family here. And so people kind of, you know, they get past the intimidation and are welcomed into the family. So that's pretty exciting.
That's cool. Yeah, very much so. And now in the new season here, you know, Sean Astin is back. And you know, I'd like to see some happiness for your character. Like, you've gone through just roller coasters. You've dated. You're drinking. You're doing this. There's babies. But, like, you know, the character, I saw that, you know, asked, you mentioned that there was a serious commitment on the table, like taken aback by, like, a joke about marrying him. And it's a possibility. And it sounds like some stability for your character, which you must love.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny when I see people, that's the first thing that everyone says to me is, you know, besides, like, I like the show or I watch the show, mm-hmm. they'll say, like, can't Becky get a break? I mean... You know, she's been through so much, and it's so funny because I feel like there's like this understanding, and I'm not really because I'm in the moment, but there's this understanding, like if there's a show that things aren't going her way, I'm thinking, oh God, the country wants her to, not the country, but not to be grandiose, but
the
people
you.
That I talk to are like, oh, why, you know, but yeah, I think that she's actually balancing a lot of different things. And I think, you know, it's like her head's above water. And I think for Becky, that's a great start.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, instead of drowning, she's now treading water. So in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by sharks, but at least she's not underwater.
But relatable too, because not every, you know, every character doesn't have to be, have the perfect life. I mean, this show is the epitome of that, is that it probably relates to more Americans and more families, you know, than any other show really, you know?
Well, and I think that Becky's tough, you know. I think she has a life force. She is she has a very strong presence in the family, and she can be very focused, and it's kind of interesting how, I mean, even though it's me in my body, but just seeing some of the old Becky, the original Becky, kind of coming through, and that person that kind of enjoys taking on responsibility and whatever. And like we all know, when we can manage things, it's actually okay. I mean, you know, there's a point in all of our lives where things are manageable and then they're not manageable. And, I think, you know, overall, yes. And she's got a wonderful boyfriend now. So Sean is so great.
Good stuff. Yeah, for sure. And then I heard screen legend Estelle Parsons, who played, you know, grandma Beverly Harris, like she's going to be 97 this year.
It's
like, wow,
you know, and
how
you
lucky.
Know what she's doing right now? She's directing a play that's going to be at La Mama downtown New York.
Wow. God, good for her.
Yeah. Well, guess what? No one's stopping her. I mean, she is just like just an incredible force of nature. I mean, talk about someone who does not age.
Yeah. And
she is so quick and witty and sharp. And you know, I think it really says something. She is very passionate about theater. She's a very passionate mentor. And I think, you know, for many people, like, that keeps you going.
And here you are talking about retiring and hopping through Cubs games and spring training in Arizona while this woman's directing a play at 97 years old.
Well, you know what? I'm sure I can work both in okay, Dave. I mean, it all, like my therapist used to say, diarrhea is not a cure for constipation.
Oh, my God. That's very true. I guess so. It's a good,
right?
I guess
it's a middle ground. You go to do some plays at 97. Go see some Cubs games.
Yes,
why not?
I
go
like
to Mesa.
I like it. Do it both. All right. The new season.
I'm going to be 200 and they're going to say, what's your secret, Lisey? And I'm going to say old style.
Old style. It's going to be old style. Keeping the skin fresh, everything. It's the waters. It's the Chicago water. All right.
Old style. I know you're listening.
Yeah, they need a spokesperson. You know, you would be a good spokesperson for them. I feel like we just gave them probably thousands of dollars worth of advertising time here today.
Well, you know what? Good.
Good.
Job well done, us.
Job well done. All right, the new season of The Conners airs Wednesdays at 7 on ABC.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, news is next on 720 WGN.